Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside via Hospedia, your bedside entertainment system. Today's Bible reading is short and simple. I'm focusing on two sentences in which Jesus, just before his death on the cross, prays that his heavenly Father will protect his followers and that they will be completely one. These are his words from John 17, verse 11. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one, as we are one. I don't necessarily want to talk to you about unity this morning. I'd like to give you one excellent example of it. I want to tell you about a unique experiment which began way back in 1974 when a group of musicians from churches of all different denominations, mainly in Wall's End, got together to exercise their God-given gifts of music, dance and drama to witness to their Christian faith throughout the northeast of England. They continued to attend their own churches each Sunday, but they met together midweek to worship and pray together and plan outreach. And they performed at many venues all over the northeast of England for a period of 20 years, in churches, priories, cathedrals, prisons and hospitals, and also in public places. They came to be known as United Folk, and our programme today showcases some of their songs from their album The Best of United Folk, and it's dedicated to them. I'm going to begin with a song written and sung by Angela Mourne called Join Him to Fight for the Future. The title sounds quite militant, doesn't it? But she emphasises that the way forward for our world is not with guns and bombs, but in arming ourselves with love and forgiveness, the most powerful weapons of all, if only the world could but see it.
John.
The experiment all began with a request from the Wall's End Council of Churches for a group of singers to lead worship at a Pentecost picnic at Wall's End Park. Three women from the local Roman Catholic Church and myself, Church of England, came together as we already knew each other, and so we provided the music for that event. But afterwards, someone from the Salvation Army came over and invited us to sing at their church. Our initial reaction was to smile apologetically and explain that it wasn't possible because we were from different denominations. But then we thought, why not? A few others joined us too. First someone from the Methodist Church, then the Baptist Church, also more from the Anglican Church, then the Pentecostal Church. Each week we supported one another when life was difficult. We prayed together and made music. And we also prepared programs for places we were being invited to. At first our songs were about the need for unity, but we soon realized that that spoke for itself. And so instead we began to preach the gospel message as creatively as we could. Prayer carried us through and kept us knitted together. There may have been a few minor differences over the years, but as it said in that song, we had love to bring us through. We had a common purpose and a common mind, and it was to become a long-term commitment. You know, we might think we've all got our lives mapped out ahead of us, but God sometimes has other plans. He intervenes and makes his plans known. He has a way of turning our ideas upside down and inside out. Our job is to listen and obey. Here's our next song, written and sung by Margaret Scott, and it's called Inside Out.
You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces and pain inside. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside out. You warned it wasn't easy, it never. We call to you and claim your promises, 'cause you're turning us inside out. Are you melting us into something good? Are you molding us to be the way we should? Will our water run clear when we lay down the wood? Do we need to be inside out? You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces, pain inside. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside out. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside out.
Right from the very beginning, we seemed to piece together like a jigsaw. We all had different gifts, and we encouraged each other in them. In no time at all, we began writing our own songs and dramas, and even choreographing liturgical dance. But prayer was the essential part of our evening, and we took time to listen to what God seemed to be saying to us. I remember one particular evening as we were praying together, I was suffering from a really heavy cold and a very painful throat. And one of our quietest and shyest members suddenly got up from her chair and came over to where I was sitting, laid her hands upon me and quietly prayed for me. She felt that God had directed her to do that. I actually felt the pain in my throat disappear as she prayed. No one was more surprised than me at the time. It just goes to show that listening and obeying are a big part of prayer and fellowship. In a home setting, it was a natural thing for her to do. But in a formal church setting, perhaps she may not have had the courage. This next song was written by Ron Bedford, and it's called If Any Man Thirsts.
If any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink.
If any man thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. And rivers and rivers. Rivers and rivers, rivers and rivers.
Invitations for us to sing at events kept coming in, one, two, or three every month. And just like the early church in Acts of the Apostles, the Lord kept adding to our numbers each time we sang. Pete Scott, a well-known singer in the northeast of England, was part of the group almost from the beginning. He was and still is a genius at songwriting. His albums, Why Sing Goodbye Songs and Talking to a Stranger in particular, have been very well received and are worth listening to. But here's one of his most moving songs, which he wrote during his time in United Folk. It's a heartfelt prayer for God's help in times of deep trouble. It's called Faith Don't Fail Me Now.
I've been trying on my own, been almost done and nearly dying on my own, alone and never coming to believe, refusing to receive the gifts you offer to me. To ride the highway in the night means riding like a child into the night, while never wondering why we are drawing breath, refusing to accept the death you suffered for me. When my lock and key mentality was close to tearing down the line from you to me, and I can't see or bend my knee, I'm full of my own grief, thinking only of my own pain and its relief. In a world that's always moving, never still, and I forget the hill you climbed to set me free. When I can't go on, hope seems gone, I see the tree.
I obviously can't mention everyone's name, but certain names spring to mind, especially those who have since died. Firstly, Rose Nixon, a gifted musician from Durham. She could play a huge variety of instruments, and she certainly added to the quality of our music. She would faithfully struggle into our front room with Big Bertha, her double bass, and it sounded fabulous, but in time she brought more manageable instruments instead. Over the years, she wrote some beautiful musicals which have been sung by choirs in Durham. I think in particular of her works Columba and also Crusader. Secondly, Ken Hawker was another great talent. His stage name had been Ken Lewis, and he had found faith in former times through his group, the Ivy League, writing, recording and performing with legends, including The Who and Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin. Ken and his songwriting partner, John Carter, who founded the Flowerpot Men, wrote and recorded the 1967 hit Let's Go to San Francisco, which reached number 4 in the charts. I wonder if anyone remembers that hit. Then there was Chris James. We knew her then as Chris Braddock. She awakened our social conscience, kept us grounded. She was our Joan Baez with her creative songs of protest. And she made us more aware of the plight of the disadvantaged and persecuted peoples of our world. We began to visit prisons. This next song of hers reflects that time. It's called Thoughts, or When I'm Alone.
When I'm alone and my thoughts are milling round, I think of him and the love my friends have found. I think of peace and of wars that never end, and of the suffering and the pain to end. How will I know when he's right here beside me and his love is shining out and pouring through my soul? How will I feel when I can
Looking back now, what a treat it was having regular music sessions with such a variety of gifted people from such different backgrounds and occupations. 33 members over the years, but on average about 12 of us at any one time. Not only were we from different denominations, we were also from different styles of churchmanship: traditional, charismatic, evangelical, liberal, which was a miracle in itself. One member was actually an agnostic who broadened our outlook, and yet another was gay and she challenged our prejudice. Obviously, some of us interpreted the Bible in different ways, and we certainly didn't agree on everything, but we loved each other. We learned from each other, because what we had was special. We were family, and there was no dividing wall. This next song, the Wall Song, is appropriate. It's one I wrote for a friend who was going through a tough divorce at the time, and she had shut everyone out of her life, even God. Pete Scott joins me in singing it. Here's the Wall Song.
I have built me a wall, I have conquered it all, and I don't need the world anymore. I have buried my pain till it rises again. But inside me a little child cries, let me love you, let your walls come tumbling down, little child, run to me and be free. I let no one come in, they may see how I grin,
songs written by United Folk were challenging ones. They still ask powerful questions today, especially these words to those who think worship alone suffices. Surely our Christian duty is to imitate Jesus, to walk his walk, talk his talk, as if he himself were here. Here's a song, again by Margaret Scott, called I Hear Your Voice.
I gave, now you do the same.
Jesus prayed for his followers to be one, was it not so that his world would benefit from their unity as their gifts and ideas were shared? So let's stir up the gifts God has given us today in our own fellowships, in our churches and outreach groups. Let us try and discern the special projects that God is blessing. Get behind them and encourage them and support them. For when we share ideas and concerns, people benefit. United Folk came to a natural end in 1995, and many of us went on to different kinds of ministry. Missionary work, priestly ministry, befrienders to cancer patients, prison ministry, asylum support, other choirs, and radio broadcasting. We still meet up occasionally, and it's just like old times. If you'd like to hear a sample of the best of our music over the years, you can click onto the music link on the website sheilahamill.co.uk, then onto the Best of United Folk. You'll find lyrics, music scores and DVDs to download free, and my solo albums are on there too. I still get a buzz listening to all those lovely United Folk songs, even after all these years. And we all have those lovely memories of a golden age when we were privileged to have been drawn together by God in this way. It's a time we'll all never forget. I want to leave you with a song that's more of a prayer of personal commitment. In it, someone is offering their entire life to God, but sadly, they're still fiercely holding on to it, but still not letting it go. It's only when a hand is opened that a gift may be given and accepted. Here is From This Moment On. The song says, I give my life to you, Lord. Why not make this song your own special prayer today? I do hope you've enjoyed all our songs. Bye for now.
From this moment on, I raise my hand, my clutching hand. In that hand, I give that life to you. From this moment on, I open up the hand I offer you. Take my